This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A week after saying he did not think Russia's war in Ukraine amounts to genocide, President Biden has changed his mind. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
When asked last week if Russia's actions were equivalent to genocide.
No, I think it is a war crime.
But during a speech in Iowa yesterday about rising prices due to Vladimir Putin's invasion.
None of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war and commits genocide.
And 2 hours later.
Yes, I called it genocide.
The president says it's become clear Putin's trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian.
The evidence is mounting.
The U.S. is party to a U.N. treaty requiring intervention once genocide's formally identified. One reason past presidents often avoided using the term. This president says he'll let lawyers decide if it qualifies, adding, it sure seems that way to me. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, allied leaders have traveled to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Twitter posts by the leaders show them standing outside a Ukrainian railroad passenger car. Estonian President Alar Karas says in his post, "We're visiting Ukraine to show strong support to the Ukrainian people and to meet with our dear friend President Zelensky." Poland, Latvia and Lithuania's leaders are also on the trip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday that a global ceasefire in Ukraine doesn't seem possible, indicating that the UN was still waiting for answers from Russia to concrete proposals for evacuating civilians and delivering aid. Aid agencies have repeatedly tried to evacuate civilians from Ukrainian cities besieged for weeks by invading Russian forces. This is VOA News. The Russian embassy in Sarajevo warned Wednesday the West's attitude could cause destabilization in Bosnia, a day after the country's top international envoy suspended a separatist ethnic Serb law. The reaction of Moscow reflects tensions in the volatile Balkans region, traditionally torn between East and West, and where Russia seeks to extend its influence. Fears that those tensions would escalate have increased since the Kremlin invaded Ukraine in late February. Police in the U.S. city of New York, intensified their hunt Wednesday for a fugitive gunman who shot 10 people in a subway car the day before, putting a city already rattled by rising gun violence further on edge. Police have identified Frank James as a suspect in the attack, in which they say he detonated two smoke canisters on board the train as it was pulling into a station in the borough of Brooklyn and then opened fire. No one was killed in the attack, which also left 13 others injured as they scrambled to get out of the station or suffered smoke inhalation. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. The U.S. Justice Department has denied a House committee request to disclose the contents of sensitive documents that Donald Trump took with him to his Florida state after leaving the White House in 2021. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Department of Justice has told the National Archives not to share information related to the contents of some 15 boxes of sensitive and potentially classified documents removed from the White House by then-outgoing President Donald Trump. A source says the decision's part of an effort to protect confidential information that may compromise an ongoing investigation. But this could be a setback for Democrats on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, which is investigating Trump's handling of government information. The committee chairwoman, New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, has accused the Justice Department of obstructing the panel's expanded investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
American and Egyptian foreign ministers pledged continued cooperation Wednesday as they met at the State Department in Washington. Secretary of State Antony Blinken paid tribute to Egypt's diplomatic relations with Israel after recent meetings between Israel and several Arabic countries.
Egypt was many, many years ago the groundbreaker in establishing its relationship with Israel, and in so many ways since then has been at the heart of stability in the region, working for peace, working for security, and doing so in strategic partnership with the United States.
And recapping our top story, a week after saying he didn't think Russia's war in Ukraine amounts to genocide, President Biden has changed his mind. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.